Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hospitals targeted in Syria, at least 7 dead. The sound of men frantically digging through the debris after an airstrike in Syria's Idlib province left the hospital completely decimated. The hospital in northwestern Syria was supported by Doctors Without Borders. VOA's Jamie Detmer is on the scene at the hospital in Kilis, where the wounded have been taken. He spoke with VOA News just moments ago, and he says it goes beyond a single medical facility.
I mean, in fact, it's not just one hospital that was hit today. There were four. Two in Idlib province, two in Aleppo province. One hospital was a pediatric hospital just over the border from Kilis at Azaz, which had been struck before. And some of the injured from that hospital were being brought over, as well as the injured from a school that had been sheltering displaced Syrians elsewhere in northern Aleppo countryside as well.
Frustration at these medical facilities, particularly in the wake of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire that was to have taken place imminently.
And outside the hospital, there's a lot of anger amongst particularly the relatives and other Syrian refugees who feel that we have had these strikes a few days after there's talk of a cessation of hostilities, but the airstrikes by the regime, people believe these airstrikes were carried out by the regime, just continue and the deaths mount up.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the airstrikes were believed to have been carried out by a Russian aircraft. Now, the group said that 9 people were killed and dozens were wounded. For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.